Let's do this.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Don't.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Whoa, from Amundsen Scott Station, Antarctica, to Barudi, to Cambridge Bay, Canada, to Cordoba, Argentina. We are the Tastemakers, and a happy, warm welcome to you all on this wonderful 76-degree day
in Los Angeles. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe today from a sunny Los Angeles, California, where we are into the deep portion of the holiday season here. We've got palm trees blowing, blue skies, and like he said, Matt said, a beautiful sunny and 76 in
LA. That's what it was when I pulled up, Mark, and I got to tell you, it's only been a week, I think, since we've had temperatures like this, but actually two weeks ago for Thanksgiving, it was 84 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
But yeah, last week we had the storm of the century.
Yeah, that's we got a little rain.
Do you have this turned up a little loud, Mark? It seems like it's really, really loud.
How's that?
That's better for you? Yeah, because it was just like two. But anyhow, how about that storm we had last week?
Yeah, it was. It rained, but you know, they call it the storm of the century here. Whenever we get a little rain, and it did come down a little hard at times, but it wasn't really what I thought was coming. You know, when they were saying it's the tsunami, the El Nino, and the storm of the century, and then it really isn't all that bad. But
I know we had those
there.
2 days, Mark. It was coming down pretty hard.
I never saw it really all that bad.
Then. Again, today it's absolutely beautiful, picture perfect.
Postcard. It's a postcard day.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, like you just said, the storm of the century, the storm of the decade. That's what I heard this morning.
Wow. It's coming Friday?
It's coming in Friday.
Wow.
And both of us are getting off over these nasty, terrible colds.
I mean, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
You've had it 2 weeks. I've had it a week.
I brought it back from Florida. I believe I started with the coughing at the Fort Lauderdale airport. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yesterday.
And we did our show here 2 weeks ago, and I started getting the sore throat and the sniffles and the sneezing and everything. And then after the show, I went home, and then it progressed to get worse and worse and worse, and then it carried on for the next 2 weeks. Now, I've never gotten the flu shot, but I tell you this much. Next year, I'm getting that god darn flu shot for sure, because this 2 weeks has been hellacious.
I've had it a week, and it's been I think I'm definitely over the top. But I think what happened too, Mark, when you first got the bug, I think you usually say you take airborne, but even though if you get it, immediately what you have to do is do nothing. And right when you got it, I think you went to Disneyland on Wednesday. Thursday, you were at my place for Thanksgiving, where we had a ton of people, busy, long day. Friday, you and I went Christmas shopping.
Right.
Saturday was the auto show.
Sunday, I decorated lights on the house and the tree and all that stuff.
So all of that,
yes, you're right.
So all of that really
compounded the issue.
Yeah, so there's no doubt about it. So I mean, when you get it, you get it. But at the end of the day, the best medicine, other than as many fluids as you can digest, is the rest. As boring as that is, it is grueling at times, just sitting at home watching TV and laying there.
And you know what? I'm going to do with this experiment, I think, next time I get sick, because naturally, when anybody gets sick, the first thing they do is they go out and they start buying Zicam and NyQuil and DayQuil and everything under the sun, and Lipton iced tea, or not iced tea, but Lipton tea and Ludens and Sucrets, and you start taking all this stuff, and it's supposed to make you feel better. Now, in the last 2 weeks, I've taken all this business and more, Vicks Vapor Rub, all this stuff, and after 2 weeks, I still feel bad. Now, let's go back 2 weeks and not take any of the stuff that I just explained as an experiment to see if, during that 2 weeks, am I going to feel the same today as I did when I took all the stuff?
I pretty much have always been against taking the medication, because the way I look at it, it's a cold, it's a flu, what have you. It's a passing thing. It's in your system. Vicks or the Theraflu
or Alka-Seltzer, all that stuff. I think what it does is it might assist you when you're sleeping. You know, it's minor, temporary relief of minor this, which means that's all it is. When you have the bad cough, it's a cough suppressant where it kind of helps. Everything is just temporary relief for minor this.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. This experiment that I'm challenging myself to is, if I take nothing throughout this two-week period, will I feel the same? Will I feel any better?
I think you might feel better, and I tell you why. I think when you get medicated with whether it's Vicks or aspirin or Alka-Seltzer, whatever you have, and especially if you've got a bit of a bug and you're down in the count for about a week, you're taking multiple things. So your body is getting infused with all these, I don't want to say toxic things because they're not toxic, but the way I look at it, the more of these things that I'm putting into my body, the more lubricated I'm getting, the more disillusioned I'm getting, the more zapped I'm getting. I'm not feeling like myself because I've got all this stuff, whether it's Lipton tea or whether it's the Anacin or whether it's a cough fluid or a cough drop. All this stuff is going to my body, and I think it's just blending together and it's turning into some kind of a mush. That's not helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel better if I'm just not taking anything. In fact, my wife, Carrie, she got me some Metamucil stuff, which she says is the absolute best. I took it for 3 days and it was very effective. But after the fourth day, I started feeling better and I stopped taking it. But she insisted that I still continue to take it, and I did. And now I regret that I did because I'm not sure if it did any good by just getting that extra drug in my body.
Yeah, the extra drug in your body makes me feel kind of queasy at times. I tell you, I was taking last week because I had this fever. I couldn't shake the fever. So I was taking Motrin for the fever. And in addition to taking the Motrin for the fever, I was also taking a Dayquil thing that was supposed to keep your sinuses clear and your cough suppressant during the day. So I'm taking the Dayquil and the Motrin, and I guess the combination of the two just gave me a lousy feeling.
Yeah.
My stomach was rumbling like if I had eaten something that was bad, in addition to kind of like not a queasiness, but a lightheadedness about
myself. Too
much
crap.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I mean, when you're getting it. The older you get, unfortunately, you get these things fewer and farther between. But when you get them, you get hit harder. My concern is I had what you have. I had 4th of July week.
Yeah.
I had it for 10 days.
Oh, summer cold.
Yeah, I had it for 10 days. That was bad. What I have now is, you know, today's my sixth day into it, and I feel like I'm almost over it. But when I had a couple of months ago, I think is what you had now, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
The older you get,
the worse. You get once a year, yeah. But you get it worse.
Yeah, so anyhow, we have a lot of birthdays to celebrate today.
Let's get on with it, shall we? Enough of our bitching.
That's not bitching. It's just part of the show, just part of the grind, part about what we talk about.
Yeah, it's the flu season, which is – but next year I'm getting that flu shot.
Yeah, but didn't they just say in the news of the day that it's not necessarily always the best thing for you?
What they're saying now is the recent flu shots that they've been giving out haven't been potent enough for this year's virus.
Is that
or this year's strain of the flu?
Not potent enough, huh?
Or yeah, it's not been strong enough for the strain.
That's the deal, eh?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to. I gotta try it next year. I'm telling you.
Huh? Yeah. As I'm walking into Ralph's this morning to pick up a couple things before my day started, Carrie had something in the crock pot and she needs some stewed tomatoes.
What's she cooking?
That's a good question. I don't know what she's cooking, but anyhow, I just got a can of stewed tomatoes to put in there. But she loves the crock pot. 10 hours, it'll be ready.
I'm making tacos tonight, so I've got to go. I've got my list today. I've got to go get lettuce, tomato, and beans.
Good. What kind of beans do you get?
Refried.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Refried beans.
All right, lots of birthdays to celebrate today.
Let's hear
lots
it.
Of them.
Good. Let's hear.
So hunker down. A lot of times you think you don't like me spending too much time on these, so. Simon Helberg. Name sound familiar?
Simon Helberg,
no. He came to one of our lounges a couple years ago. He's on the hit show, Big Bang Theory. He's the Jewish guy. There's an Indian guy. He's the guy with the big nose. Anyhow.
He's been to one of our lounges?
Many years ago. Renaissance, yeah.
Don't recall that at all.
Yeah. Yeah, 33 for him today. Drummer, Trey Cool.
What kind of name is that? That's
Trey
a joke.
Trey Cool. He's 27 today.
Excuse me.
I don't even know who is he the drummer for. Yeah. Here's a big one, Mark.
Oh, good.
He's celebrating 97.
Is it Kirk Douglas?
Very good.
97, huh?
97 today.
Good for him. I always liked Kirk.
Not far behind, but real far behind. Judy Dench, 79.
Wow. Oscar
winner, Judy.
79
Dench.
Sounds old, but 97's at another level, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like, wow.
Yeah.
So, Kirk,
yeah.
I wonder what he's doing today.
Enjoying life in Beverly Hills.
Playing pinochle?
Probably something like that, cribbage.
Maybe a little bit of time in the garden?
Yeah.
Probably a real nice
just enjoying waking up, you know, having a spot of tea and...
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, because I think his wife is Bermudan, so she's got that whole English side on the that end of the family, and so I think Bermuda is big on the whole English tea business, you know.
Fantastic. So, anyhow, 97 for Kirk, 79 for Judy Dench.
I saw Kirk Douglas once. This was
really?
When I was working in downtown at the California Plaza in, I guess it was 2000. He was in there with his son, not the one that's in jail, or not his grandson. No, wait a minute. Was his son or his grandson?
He would have been 83 when you saw him.
Yeah, and this was after his stroke already, too. So, yeah, I mean, he looked like he does now. I guess, you know, when you get to a certain age, you pretty much look the same through the 80s.
You saw that
90s.
Special about him on PBS a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
It was a one-man show. Whatever.
Yeah,
very
yeah
good.
Right. It was good. Yeah,
yeah
really
very,
good.
Very
yeah.
good.
He was sitting there in the chair.
Yeah, job well done. 56 candles on the birthday cake today for Mr. Donny Osmond.
Wow. And he looks at least 15 years younger than he is.
Wow.
Yeah.
56 were.
Yeah, he's got grandkids, too. Yeah, he's got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
A lot of grandkids.
A lot of grandkids.
Yeah.
Right on.
Amazing.
So,
56,
kudos,
huh?
Kudos to him, 56. Jesse Metcalf from Dallas and Desperate Housewives.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
35.
Yeah.
35.
Huh? Okay. It's a shame the show got canceled.
Dick Butkus, former Chicago Bear.
Or it's like we like to call him Dick Butkus.
Butkus.
Yes,
71 years old today.
Oh, I thought 71. He was older.
Felicity Huffman.
Also from Desperate Housewives.
How old?
I'd say 48.
51.
Yeah, very close. Very, 51. Very close.
And from one of our favorite shows, Crossbones, Mr. John Malkovich celebrates how many candles today?
62.
60.
Ah.
60. Kara DiGuardia.
DiGuardia, yeah, that name sounds
familiar.
She
was one of the judges for American Idol a couple years back. She's
oh,
a
that's
producer.
Right. She lasted one season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came on. Nobody knew who the hell
producer.
She was. She's 43.
Lori, still don't know who she is.
Lori, I may pronounce her name wrong here. Lori Grainer or Grainier.
Yeah, she's from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
She's got like 199 patents.
How yeah. do you pronounce her name?
Grainer. Lori
How old?
Grainer.
How old?
I'd say 42.
44.
Again, I'm very, very close.
44. From the Bridges family, from Lloyd to...
I met Lloyd Bridges back in 87,
from Lloyd to Jeff to older brother Bo. Bo Bridges celebrates 72 today.
Ooh, wow.
And last on the list of celebrity birthdays today is Dick Van Patten.
Oh, we saw him a few months ago out here in the Valley.
Right. We were attending a
meeting.
Business meeting,
yeah.
And he was at the
with all
table.
His other old cronies. How
yeah.
old is he? I'd say 88.
85.
Ah, very close again.
Probably looking 88, but...
he did look every bit of 88. We met him back at the Battle of Network Stars in 77 at Pepperdine University in Malibu.
Was that 77 or 79, pal?
Oh, it could have been either one.
Yeah. Yep, yep. I think yeah. it was 79.
And I remember back then he looked old.
That was for Eight is Enough, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Eight is Enough. Let's see. The captain of the CBS team was Telly Savalas. Captain of the ABC team was
Gabe Kaplan.
And captain of
Bob
the,
Conrad.
Bob Conrad. He's yeah. supposedly in ill health.
Oh, is that right? He also does a radio show, I believe.
Bob Conrad?
The Bob Conrad show, yeah.
I don't know, Mark, because I think yeah. he's doing very, very bad these days.
Well, maybe he's off because he's sick, but he does have a radio show, the Bob Conrad show.
Hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, happy birthday to all our celebrities and people of the know.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy, yeah, happy birthday. Birthday. Well, here we are, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, December 9th. Saturday or Sunday was the 73rd anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which is... you know, a date that will live in infamy. It's amazing that there's still people that are still around from that time.
How could that be, though? Because that was 73 years ago.
Well,
so
it'd be 90. Yeah, a lot of people join when yeah. they're 17 and 18 and yeah. 19. So, as a matter of fact, when I was at Chick-fil-A the other day, there was a guy in back of me. He had a World War II veteran hat on. He looked like he was about 90.
Yeah, so every time I see one of those guys with the hats, the first thing I'm thinking, like you just said, if they would have joined when they were 17... right when the war started, yeah. they'd be 90. But then again, you could have had people joining in 45
right.
when they were 17.
Exactly, which yeah. puts them around 90. So,
well, which would put them close to like 80, 86 or 87.
Yeah. So, you know, they're in the mid 80s and the 90s, but they're out there. They're few and far between. But when you see them, go up to them and thank them for their service.
Our Uncle Leonard, who passed away last year, he was in
the
war.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Was it 2 years ago?
I think it was two years ago.
Okay, 2 years ago. So he was in the war. So that means he would have got in early too then.
Back then everybody joined when they were 18
or 17. Yeah. So 85 and up. So they're 85 years. 80 and 85 year old. How old is Bob? He's 82.
82. Yeah.
Okay. So he wasn't involved.
He wasn't, and he didn't. He wasn't
Korea?
In Korea either, which I find surprising.
Yeah.
I've questioned that personally in the past. How could he have not been in Korea, because mm-hmm. he would have been right around that age group. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Korea was about 55.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was, so that would make
interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I hear, I think Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is celebrating the 50th anniversary
right.
tomorrow.
And it's funny because when my wife was leaving for work this morning, she said, I mentioned it was on tonight, and she says, oh, great, great, love it, looking forward to it. Or I've got the DVD, we could just watch it. And there's just something about, like, the those specials, you want to just watch them on regular TV.
But,
I don't know.
But I think the one good thing about this is I think it's going to be finally digitally remastered, which means the quality is going to be, should be beautiful.
Beautiful. Looking forward to it. It's one of the things about the holidays you enjoy seeing.
I was going to say, I myself tried to watch as many Christmas specials as possible.
Oh, yeah.
There was a new one on Friday. I forgot the name of it, but it was a cartoon, and it looked pretty good. One of the voices was Jason Alexander.
Oh, which one? I don't know which one.
Yeah, it was on, I forgot what it was called, but I TiVo'd it. I'm looking forward to watching because it looked pretty good. And, yeah, it looked pretty good. And speaking of specials, it wasn't a Christmas special.
Oh, here's
special.
One more birthday, Matt. We'll put out there. Tyler Emery, our good friend Jane Emery's son, is 21 years old today.
21. Jane Emery's son, Tyler, who's a great kid. He's going to Loyola University, I think. Loyola Marymount out there in the Marina Del Rey.
Good-looking kid, too. Very model-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and my son Blake, one of his good friends, Jahan, is going to Loyola Marymount as well. So I wonder if they know each other.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, good picture she posted today with...
I saw that. I already gave our shout-out to
them,
Mark.
Oh, good, good, good.
I right. gave her a shout-out, and she responded.
That's a good picture.
Hey, before we get too much into Christmas specials and other typical things we need to talk about on the show, do we have any shout-outs, Mark?
Well, I would like to do a big shout-out to one of the brands that we met when we were in Florida 2 weeks ago. You know, a lot of people think that the travels we do, the adventures we take are all fun and games, but when it's all said and done, we do a lot of networking, and when we come back from our trips and our excursions, we bring back a lot of clients. So I just want to welcome on board to the WA Creations team one of our clients that we met. We were in Delray Beach in Boca Raton 2 weeks ago.
Great.
It's a great new hair care product called alwaysunderthesun.com. And I believe you've actually got a little promo for them right
now,
Mark. Don't you, Matt?
I do, and Always Under the Sun. It's hair care, Mark, for coastal living.
Yeah,
I like
how
that
sounds. I've been using it. They gave us some samples.
It's good to have a tagline or a slogan or whatever. And hair care for coastal living. Don't know exactly what that means, but I like how it sounds. But you know what, Mark? It's a shampoo that's formulated with powerful botanical moisturizing extracts, antioxidants, and sun protection that strengthens, heals, and protects your hair from sun, salt, heat, and humidity. So get out there and visit alwaysunderthesun.com. Purchase yourself some great product. I mean, they're going to be involved, I think, in our upcoming
Oscar suite in February.
And possibly involved with the official give backs for the Miss New York USA pageant. So we're very happy to have them on board. In fact, there were a trio of girls. I think there was
full of energy.
Two girls and their mother that we met at
the Grand Gala
black tie event.
Actually purchased one of the auction items.
Yeah, I forgot. They were competing to get Teen Choice Awards tickets. They didn't. They fell short for that. But what did they end up winning?
I think it was something in New York. It was to come out to one of the shows of Craigford. Not
beautiful
Craig.
Women, and they were there with the mother, who seemed like their best friend. I think they're all workmates, and I think the mother owns the company. I'm not quite exactly sure. I need to do a little bit more research, but a big shout out to
alwaysunderthesun.com. We look forward to seeing them again when they come out in February,
and hopefully again we get them involved with Miss New York.
Yeah.
So Big shout out to Always Under the Sun. Also, Mark, another big shout out to one of our chocolate companies who's involved with our Oscar gift bag in February, Darlena Chocolates.
Yeah, great.
And they are located, darlenachocolates.com, D-A-R-L-E-N-A, chocolates.com, located, of all places, in Sandwich, Illinois.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, a chocolate company located in Sandwich, Illinois. But they're an artisan chocolate company, Mark.
I love it.
Very romantic and health-minded dedication of real purpose to the creation of artisan chocolate.
Yeah, so welcome aboard.
Their chocolates and products, Mark, are made with the best handcrafted care worked by artisan hands and not mass-produced by machines. They only use the highest grade of cocoa, bean varieties, and the purest ingredients available.
Mm-mm-mm.
Their mission is to bring back the romance of life through their chocolates.
God,
it's purity, beauty, and all the best to you. Oh. So again, Darlena Chocolates, welcome aboard. Thanks for being involved.
Yes.
We're happy to have you on board. I look forward to gifting all these celebrities your wonderful product and to everybody who might be interested, darlenachocolates.com.
Love it.
Bingo.
Hey, we got some great news a week ago. We were invited back for the third season to produce the official celebrity VIP gift bags for the Beat Bobby Flay show on the Food Network starting in January.
Yes, sir.
So we will be gifting some fantastic names. And I've got just a few of
them. Coming up pretty soon,
names.
Too. Short time frame here. Time sensitive.
Yeah. We're going to be gifting a great list, a roster of names, including, but not limited to, Mr. Bobby Flay himself, Al Roker, Jada De Laurentiis, Cameron Diaz, Garth Brooks, John Legend, Mary Hart, Mario Lopez, and Emeril Lagasse, to say the least.
Holy crap, Mark.
Yeah,
no,
this is some of the most fantastic list of people that's going to be getting the show. So we thank the production company, Rock Shrimp Productions, for reaching out to WOW Creations to ask us to provide the gift bags for the third season, which we're working on right now. So if you've got a product, brand, or service out there that's food-related, beverage-related, health-related, we'd love to have you involved in the official celebrity gift bag for Beat Bobby Flay airing on the Food Network starting in January. So please contact us and we will get your product in the bags accordingly.
Third season, that's pretty good.
And the third time we've done the bags. So,
this
is great.
Third season.
We love being asked back to provide gifting. So thanks so much for the opportunity.
So back to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's not on actually tonight. It's on tomorrow.
No, it's on tonight.
It's on tonight?
Yep.
Tonight. Shoot. That's
8:00.
On Channel 2 then, right?
Yep.
So it's going to be competing against Santa Claus is Coming to Town on Channel 7.
Correct.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then at 10 o'clock, we've got the Victoria's Secret.
That's tonight?
Yes, right.
That's the best.
Right.
Boy, that tell you, if you have made it to become a Victoria's Secret smiler, you're it.
But, you know, I got to say,
best. They are the best.
The last couple days, they've been on the different shows.
Oh?
They don't look anything. No big deal. I guess they need the Victoria's Secret outfits and they need the makeup to really spruce them
they
up.
Do.
Because
they do.
I'm looking at some of these.
Because they're the
even
best.
Even what's his name, Levine, Adam Levine.
His wife.
No big deal, in my opinion. No big deal at all.
Are you talking
all.
About like her interview yesterday with the Billy Bush?
Yeah, but she just didn't look no big deal.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, she was wearing like jeans, Mark, and
I don't know. She didn't look like a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you make it to that platform, forget the
It doesn't go any higher.
No, it doesn't. That's it. I mean, there's Playboy Bunny. There's Playboy Model. There's Sports Illustrated Model. And there's the Victoria's Secrets. So that's on tonight. And that's in London. That's
And you know what? I watched every year. But I got to say, you always got a TiVo because of the commercials, one. And two, after a while, it's the same thing. They're walking down the walkway, the catwalk. You know,
I like the music, and I like how they bounce, and I like the look. And I like seeing the celebs in the audience there.
I don't know.
That's on tonight. So Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Did you see Charlie Brown Christmas last week?
I wasn't happy with it.
Really? Oh, man.
And
I'll
tell you why.
It.
Charlie Brown's Christmas, they've got different voices. They're not the same voices that were in Thanksgiving. And
65 was the first one, I think, in 65. Thanksgiving was 73.
Thanksgiving was not 73.
Yeah, it was 73. Mm-hmm. I get the information, Mark. I always look. Thanksgiving was 73. But the Christmas one was one of the first ones. I don't know when Halloween was. It was probably 68. But the Christmas must have been the first one because I was 65.
Well, I didn't like the voices.
Yeah.
Didn't like
but
the voices at all.
That Charlie Brown boy, he's too much. He's an okay guy.
Yeah.
He's an okay guy.
Yeah.
But what else is coming up?
Well, just, Christmas stuff, Christmas stuff, Christmas stuff.
I guess they don't have a Christmas Vacation anymore.
It'll be on. We've got 3 weeks till Christmas. It's going to be on. They're going to be running it. ABC Family's already ran it twice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. But, you know, on ABC Family, they cut everything out.
Yeah, they cut everything
out. I watched Christmas with the Cranks a couple weeks ago on FX. A
couple weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago on FXX.
Oh,
now,
wow.
I've got the DVD, but it was on, so I figured I'm going to watch it. You would be surprised, and because I'm a big Christmas and the Cranks fan. I've watched it for, like, the last 10 years, okay? I know this movie front, upside down, inside and out. You would be surprised the stuff that was cut out, and not cut out because of questionable content. Stuff was cut out, I guess, to fit into within the commercials. Simple little things that you expect to be there that are not there.
Wow.
It lost so much from watching it on regular TV than I watched it.
Is that right?
Oh, very disappointing.
Oh,
very
boy.
Very
I'm
disappointing.
Surprised you watched it, though.
Like I said, we had just gotten a new DVD player, so we hadn't had it hooked up all the way yet, so we didn't have the DVD to watch. I saw it was on the one Sunday night. There was nothing else on. I thought, great, I can go for watching Christmas with the Cranks. Very, very disappointed.
Wow. Well, that's good to know that I won't watch that.
Don't watch it.
What's that one? What's that one with, Ferris Bueller, what's his name?
Oh, Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls, yeah. That's a good one, isn't it?
It's a good one, yeah.
You own that one, don't you?
I sure do. I own them all.
I'll need you to bring that one in.
I own them all, but...
I'll need you to bring that one in.
I love it.
How about Christmas movies? What's out? Anything out?
No. As a matter of fact, there's only one true Christmas movie that's coming out, and it's with Robin Williams, and I think it comes out next weekend or so. You know... every Christmas, you've got to have a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean it's about Christmas. And
nothing. There's nothing?
Just the one with Robin Williams.
Okay, other than Christmas movies, what other holiday – well, not holiday movies. What other movies are coming out on Christmas Day? They usually have some big ones.
Oh, there's a bunch of them. There's
The Hobbit,
a bunch
right? The Hobbit for the third time again?
I don't know if that was one of them, but there's a bunch
that
of them
coming out. That Sniper movie with Bradley Cooper?
American Sniper.
And
which is supposed to be the best.
Yeah, it's a true story. I have to investigate that guy. But what else? There's
a bunch. But there's nothing.
Is there anything out right now that you want to see?
Yeah, I'd like to see Dumb and Dumber 2 still. I'd like to see Horrible Bosses.
Totally forgot about both those movies.
Yeah. Usually we get to the movies. I get to the movies every weekend. But the last couple weekends has been busy with this, that, and the other things.
Plus traveling. We were traveling three of the four weekends. Plus you were sick the last two.
So there's those two movies that are out that I'd love to see. But you know, maybe this weekend I can get out to see them. I don't know. But...
I got to get out, too.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, I want to see that. And The Horrible Bosses, I want to see that.
Yeah.
But any kind of action movie out?
I don't know. Usually this time of the year, I don't care about seeing action movies.
Yeah.
I just want to get into the feel-good movies and funny movies and, you know, good stuff like that. But
So
nothing much going on.
So let me get your thoughts on the show that was on Discovery Channel the other day that I was looking forward to watching. And there's all this controversy about it. A lot of people complaining. Eaten Alive on Discovery Channel about the guy who was going down there to the floating
river.
The certain part of the floating Amazon,
river, floating
part,
of river part
of the Amazon,
ridiculous.
Which is scary. But his goal was to be eaten alive by this anaconda. And now I recently saw something yesterday and saw one of these anacondas swallow an alligator. It took 5 hours. Did you see that? It was on Facebook?
No.
Creepy. But supposedly there was a human last year in the Philippines that got eaten by an anaconda. But the fact – did you see the show?
I did. I saw it. I was disappointed with it. And
why were you disappointed?
Well –
because I got to say, right off the bat, I'm thinking there's no way this guy's going to be completely eaten. I knew that.
Right, of course.
So I didn't go into it thinking. I knew that was the draw-in. But why were you disappointed?
Because of that. And, you know, you go into thinking that's going to happen, but you know it's not going to happen. But the thing of the matter is this. I was surprised he didn't know at first. He finally bailed out at the last moment when he was about to get his arm broken because he was getting crushed. But that's how the anacondas are. They've got to crush you down because they've got to take.
Well, he had that special suit that was supposedly going to prevent that from happening. But what gets me is, as wide as the anaconda could get its jaws, did you see the size of that helmet he was wearing?
Exactly, that too.
There was no way he was going to get over that.
That suit was not going to prevent him from getting his bones busted. He even took off the bottom portion of the legs because he couldn't walk accordingly.
Right. It was restricting.
So you got to figure, I give it this much to this guy. He had a lot of guts to want to do something like that. That's incredible to even come up with a concept of doing something like this. But like you said, when all is said and done, the head alone, the helmet was just too big. There was no way he was going to get him. And he was going to crush him to death to get him in there. That's what you got to do. The anaconda crushes you to consume you.
How about the part of the Amazon they were at? I mean, how I thought it was frightening. The end between the piranhas they saw to that one super deadly spider to that venomous snake and those alligators.
Terrible.
I mean, and they're walking around. I know they had these machetes. I am blown away that they and they were in the water with the electric eels. I mean, it's and like they said at the start, the Amazon eats everything.
Yeah, it's scary.
Everything is constantly eating, and they were in the deepest, darkest, scariest.
It was an interesting special, no doubt about that.
Yeah, if anything, what I enjoyed about it was the education about the how dangerous it was. We all know that the Amazon is no picnic, but after seeing this, I'm thinking, boy, it's amazing anybody could even survive down there.
How about Teddy Roosevelt going to the Amazon 100 years ago?
Right, but he wasn't at the deep part like this, but still terrible. But and they're walking around at nighttime when they're trying to catch these things. Yeah. How about them when they were on those rafters, little kayak things?
Yeah. With the crocodile or the alligators in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting
show.
And it
didn't look like a strong team.
It didn't.
It looked like they were all just like scientists or whatever.
Two or three women?
Yeah.
Something was not right about this.
It almost looked like it was like fabricated to a point where it wasn't real, but at the same time, it kind of was.
Well, I don't know. I got to question it, too, because like you said, the team, they did not look like a team that would be going down to the most challenging
I guess we're used to seeing teams like in the movies where you're going to have your like
pith helmets with rifles.
Yeah, or you're going to have a couple tough guys that's going to be like your, you know, your security force or your protection.
Yeah.
Nobody here looked. They had that one guy who was the leader or the guide.
Yeah.
But he even looked like he was lost.
Right. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, you know, it was interesting. Interesting television. I did watch the other day the I Love Lucy special in color. Did you see that?
I TiVo'd it.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was fun. You know, I did laugh quite a bit. So that was good stuff. You know, it's
boy, and
old-fashioned.
Talk about being continuously relevant.
Yeah. No kidding.
I mean, do they still, I mean...
Well, KCOP or KTTV runs I Love Lucy every day.
Is a 14-year-old going to know who they are?
Possibly.
You know, there's a new reality show on VH1. You know, I try to catch all of them at least once. Rico Suave, Gerardo, from 1991, which, by the way, his 18-year-old daughter, we just recently crowned Miss Malibu or Miss...
Miss Santa Monica. No, Miss Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Anyhow... She's the daughter of Gerardo. Now, Gerardo
was Suave.
Rico Suave. In 1991, he came out with his first album called Gerardo. I own it, as a matter of fact. He was huge, huge. Second album, huge bust. So he actually became the one-hit wonder.
Yep.
Now, that being said, he's...
Wow. You okay there?
There's a show about him. Yeah. His daughter, who's 18, says... None of my friends have no idea who my father is.
Of course.
I mean, so how does he get this show?
Well,
it's on VH1 where the demographic is like
this is how
the
we
demographic
got the show.
Is like 17 to 24.
Yeah, this is how we got the show because the question is not how we got this show, is how they came to him to be on Celebrity Wife Swap. That's how they became back into the know. They went to him and he did a Celebrity Wife Swap. Mm. That's how we got to meet the
I
daughter.
Didn't see that. You saw that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and it was good. I like that show. It's a good show.
Yeah,
but,
well, I like it too.
But that's how he's back in the know now because of that.
I see.
So he's back and they do the show. And the show is about his daughter, I guess, right? I haven't seen
it. No, it's shows about the family.
Oh, it's the family. Okay.
It's about the family.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they saw how the family reacted on Celebrity Wife Swap and they thought this would be interesting. That being said, anybody that's on Celebrity Wife Swap would make an interesting show. You know, when they did the Gilbert Gottfried, they did any of these people that are on that show, they're interesting zeros, C-minus D-list celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And they find it be interesting. I find that show interesting, so I guess they thought he'd be interesting to be on
the
new show.
Yeah, I like him. He seems like a real nice guy. I think he might be bald because every scene he's
got a
bandana on, a baseball cap, or a military
cap. I don't think
cap.
He's a real nice guy either. I'll tell you why.
Oh,
because
really?
After seeing Celebrity Wife Swap, he's the kind of guy, he's got that Latin culture in him where he thinks he doesn't have to do anything except provide the living. The wife has to do the cooking, the cleaning, taking care of the kids.
See, they don't show that in the reality show.
Be at his beck and call. And he's, you know, made the announcement that he's had 500 women while he's been married.
Yeah.
So, and again, he looks at it like he's Latin. He's an entertainer. It's expected of him. Come on. This is 2014.
Wow. See, yeah, they don't play into that in the reality show. I guess that's all a part of the wife swap. But the reality show, he just seemed like a very, you know, he's all in the religion. He's a minister now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what he does. He ministers.
He's always having people at the house, and they're cooking for all these different charities.
And I guess what makes the show good, and people like this in reality show, his mother doesn't live with him, but she lives close. She doesn't get along with the
daughter?
The wife.
Boy, is she kidding? The wife has been an angel getting along with this guy while he's been with 500 other women. And see, that's the thing, too. The mother looks at it. The mother also agrees with Gerardo, saying that he's Latin, he's an entertainer, it's expected of him. So,
Damn,
I don't know. So maybe I'll watch the show.
I watch one episode. I won't watch any more. Just like
is that right?
Oh, yeah. One, I don't have time, and two, it's just silly.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that one show that was on during the summertime. They gave a reality show to the wife of Everybody Loves Raymond. Remember that show? His wife on the show. I forgot what her name was.
Well, she was on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. Well, she got her reality show.
Oh, you're kidding.
During the summertime. And if I saw her in the corner, I wouldn't know who she was.
Right.
I watched the show on occasion because my family watched it, but still, I wouldn't know who the hell she was.
What channel was that on?
It was on Bravo. No. Was it on? It was on, I think it was on A&E.
Wow.
Yeah. But
and it was about just her living?
Her family, yeah. Her family.
Were there anything exciting about them?
No. The husband, the mother, or the, you know, you throw the mother-in-law in there, and you got three kids.
Oh,
that's
boy.
What it was about. That's,
wow.
So that's what it comes down to now.
Yep.
I mean, like you just said, for Celebrity Wife Swap, Gilbert Gottfried or anybody,
yep.
you could put a reality show
yep.
about anybody.
Yep.
Heck, that show that's on Oxygen, Chrisley Knows Best.
Oh, yeah.
He's
a hit, I guess.
He was on. He was the guest on Andy Cohen last night.
Oh,
Chrisley,
is that right?
Yeah. And he's
just making the rounds. He's got a good agent.
Yeah, right?
Just like Michael Strahan, the guy is everywhere.
That's funny you say that, Mark, because I get my cigar aficionado yesterday. He's on the cover. Then I saw a commercial with him, and then he was on some show last night or whatever. But and this is all within a couple hours.
Right. And then he's on the NFL show on Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And then he's
Monday
doing
through Friday. He's
live with
Kelly,
him and Kelly.
Or whatever her name
he
is.
He does a segment on Good Morning America. Now he's going to be hosting the Los Angeles Film Critics Awards.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he's on that commercial for Children's Hospital, too.
That was it. That was the commercial I saw. See, that's how it goes, the snowball.
Yeah.
Once you just get in the door a little bit, it just starts going.
Yep.
Going and going and going.
Yep.
And
like, you know, more power to anybody, but he's somebody I would never have thought would have gotten as far as he's gotten because he talks funny.
He's got the gap between his teeth.
Right, and he's just, I can see him being a success in sports, of course. NFL, you want his commentary, you want his critiquing and all that, that's fine. But when he went on and got on to live with Regis and Kelly,
that's when everything exploded.
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
Blows me away because that show's big in the breadbasket of this country, the Midwest. A lot of people are going to be challenged when they see a big black guy with little old Kelly Lee or Kelly Ripa.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird combination. Regis is one thing in her, but to see this guy in the breadbasket of America, I don't know.
I like him, and I got to.
I don't not like him.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I
just
don't see
the,
him in that position.
No.
But I have to say what I always say: get it while you can. If you get it,
you
kudos
have
to you. So you
got to
praise him for that. But how did they go to him to host the LA Critics?
He's not an actor,
right?
You know, you've got to be either a correspondent or an actor, and I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. So
hey, we're on tonight. Storage Wars.
What, 4:30, right?
4:30 around
Why
the world,
they
around the U.S.
Play Oysters on the Half Shell.
You know, we don't buy in that episode, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the episodes we don't buy, and that's the one they got on more than anything.
How could that be?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm happy that we're on.
Yep,
and
we're staying relevant.
We're staying relevant. And speaking of relevant, Mark, where are we with
our new
the
show?
World of Wow? Yeah,
We're still waiting to edit the last thing that we did at the auto.
That had to be during the summertime, wasn't it?
It was awfully hot when we were out there. Remember how it was hot out there?
We were barbecuing.
Yeah. But we've got to do some voiceovers, I think, for that that segment we did. So anyhow, back to that. You could still watch us 24/7, 365 around the world on your laptop, desktop, iPad, Android at firstrun.tv, the Harris Brothers Fabulous World of WoW. We are running 24/7, 365 around the world at any time. You know, if you want to catch up on us, and get your daily dose of the Harrises, there we are, the Fabulous World of WoW on firstrun.tv. Watch it, enjoy it, and eventually we're going to get a second episode coming up, so you can catch us there. You can catch us at 4:30 around the country today at the A&E Network on Storage Wars, Oysters on the Half Shell.
Oysters on the Half Shell. Stupid name. Wasn't that a stupid name?
Hey, let's not criticize our show, bro.
That's right.
We gotta be pro show 24/7.
You got that right, pal.
Anytime, because you know we were just in Florida 2 weeks ago, and we were walking around like we're Brad and George, Brad Pitt and George Clooney again. Because
isn't that crazy?
Everybody watches the show. Everybody loves the show, and you know we're getting pictures taken the whole trip wherever we went. They were taking pictures of us, so we're not going to knock it. The fact
right about that
we didn't buy in this episode, yeah. We don't like the name of the title of the show. So
right about that. So keep watching
A&E. We're still staying relevant, folks. Our listeners around the globe, from Johannesburg, south of Africa, to France, to England, they're watching us, and we thank you very, very much. So keep watching us. Thanks.
Thanks.
What next?
Let's see. Did we talk about the auto show? We went to the auto show last week.
No, wait a minute. Did we talk about the auto show?
So I'm watching this thing the other day on VH1 about the celebrities, how they spend tons of money at the holidays, and they were talking about the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog. Now, some special type of Maserati that comes out once a year or whatever that you get in the Neiman Marcus catalog, $95,000. That didn't seem like it was too crazy.
No, not at all, because you can get the Geely for $75,000.
Right. You know what was crazy, Mark, in the Neiman Marcus catalog, and this absolutely blows me away. I just don't understand this thing. I got to question it. I know that probably the highest coveted party anyone could get to in Southern California is the Vanity Fair party on Oscar night.
Right.
So you could buy a pair of tickets. Dinner at the Chateau Marmont, a pair of tickets. Okay, dinner at the Chateau Marmont, limo transportation, and access for two people to the Vanity Fair party. You're not going to believe the dollar amount on this. This is crazy. $425,000.
Wow. That's crazy, too, because who's selling it? Is Vanity Fair selling it, or is this somebody who's been invited?
I don't know, but where did they come up with that number? I mean, that's just absolutely crazy, because, you can get somebody like...
Not to mention, I'm not eating at the Chateau Marmont before I get the Vanity Fair party. Yeah, I mean, Fair party.
I think they're just trying to bring some more value to the...
It's a meal, though. Yeah. How much more value can they
bring? But anyhow, it was a fantastic special on VH1.
And it was about the Neiman Marcus catalog?
No, it was about celebrities spending money on Christmas time.
I see what you're saying.
Decorating their homes.
Okay.
And how a lot of them go to the Midnight Mission.
Oh, that's right. That's what we got to do. I've been meaning to do that for a while.
I think Chelsea's working there this Friday night.
Really?
Yeah.
Friday night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a scary location to be there at the nighttime.
Yeah. So
I'll go during the day, but I don't want to be stuck. It's just depressing being stuck in that part of town at nighttime.
You're right. But it is the Midnight Mission.
I know, but it's, again, it's... really depressing.
Yeah.
That area is terrible.
Yeah.
I want to do my part, but I just don't want to be there at nighttime.
Yeah. But
I wonder if our picture's up at the Pink's Hot Dogs and at the what's the name of the other restaurant we're at?
Palermo's?
Palermo's, yeah. We got to pop in there one of these days and see if our pictures are up there.
I would like to go right now, but you got to get home right after this.
You got to get home right now, yeah.
That's terrible. That's too bad, because I definitely want to do some shopping or just being sick the last week or so. I've just been cooped up the whole week. I got out on Sunday for my father-in-law's birthday, which was wonderful. But
how was that?
It was good.
I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, it was really good.
Was the meal good?
Yeah, it was excellent.
You'd recommend to go there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to have to go.
Yeah, but I had a good time. But anyhow, I got to get out.
Yeah.
Cabin fever, bro.
I know.
Cabin fever, Holmes.
I know, but I got to do a little bit more Christmas shopping, too.
Yeah, but I wonder, too, though.
Just haven't been in the mood.
It's tough to be in the mood, Mark, when it's you got twofold. You're feeling ill, and you got rainy weather.
Yeah.
It's
oh
not,
gosh.
You got zapped twice. See, like today it's beautiful. Yeah. If you're not feeling under the weather, you're out there feeling like this is fantastic.
Right.
I'm doing my radio show today. I got the rest of the day to do whatever I want. Business is business, but you know, while creations goes on, 24/7, 365
We've got the Bobby Flay event. We're working.
Yeah. But that being said, when it's raining and when you have a bug. Oh, you get up feeling lousy, and then when the sun goes down, you start feeling even a little worse.
Yes, you do, boy.
I mean, man, you just you can't wait to get up.
No,
and then when you get up and it's cold and it's dark, and you know it's darker later now. Boy, this is, you know, I tell you, it's
a real downer.
Yeah, but both of us are feeling better today. It's a beautiful day.
I feel a little bit better, but I still don't feel in the mood to go out Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
Maybe this weekend.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
This weekend. I know I'm off to Vegas on Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday?
Yeah. Party. We're going to Bob Marlene's on Saturday night in Long Beach. Mm. And then we're off to Vegas on Sunday morning. So I got to say, though, I'm looking forward to that.
Vegas?
Yeah. Actually, we're going to have dinner at Jada's on Monday.
Oh, great.
And we're going to have brunch at the Palms on Sunday afternoon. But look, and there's a new place that is at Caesar's Palace owned by Elton John's lover or husband.
Oh, that's right. It's a
Fizz.
Club.
Yeah, it's called Fizz.
Yeah.
$36 for two hours of champagne.
Right. That seems fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair because it's not. It's probably not going to be Dom Perignon, but it's going to be a variety of good
I'm
quality.
Looking at the 5-day right now. It looks like it's a high of 56 in Vegas on Sunday.
No rain, though, so I'm okay with the cold. Mm. I've got all kind of jackets and sweaters and hats and beanies. I got myself a new beanie the other day, so I'm looking forward to bundling up. And like I said, Jada's on Sunday.
Oh, that sounds good. That was good stuff.
Yeah, and
the thing I like about Jada's restaurant is you feel like you're at her home. You don't feel like you're really at a restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So you're going on Sunday for dinner?
Going Monday.
Oh, Monday
for dinner, yeah.
How long are you going to be there?
Sunday and Monday. Come back on Tuesday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you better get some work done.
Yeah, so looking
forward
to... I
never approved that vacation time.
Oh, didn't you see my memo?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I no longer request time. I just take it.
Well, that's not doable. I'll tell you that much.
Take it. So just have the interns hold the court. Maybe we had a shutdown business for the month of December, Mark.
Some companies do, you know.
That's what they're saying.
Some companies shut down.
You know, Carrie's last day is this Friday. She's got 3 weeks off, and Chelsea, my oldest one, is like saying everybody's going to be off except for her. She's just recently gotten into the work world.
Boy, my niece. I tell you, she wants a free ride.
So, you know, Whitney's got 3 weeks off. Blake's got 3 weeks off. Stacy's got probably 3 weeks off.
No, she gets 2 weeks off.
Okay.
She gets 2 weeks
so,
off.
So, you know, Chelsea's like saying, oh, wow, I'll be the only one working at the house. I says, get used to it. That's life. We all paid our dues, you know, but you have to get used to it. That's just
kids
part of
nowadays,
it.
Kids nowadays, I tell you, they just keep wanting a free ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
she's taking, I think, next Wednesday off for, we're going to Disneyland next Wednesday.
You're kidding.
No.
Next Wednesday you're going to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we'll go too.
Have no interest with going on the weekend with the crowds and stuff.
Only, we always go on Sunday because that was whenever my pass was good.
Yeah. But, anyhow, so we're going to go next Wednesday.
Oh, okay. And, are you going to do the day and nighttime thing, or what's your plan?
Yeah, we're going to go because we were thinking about buying the passes, but now we're thinking we're not going to – it wouldn't be worth it for us.
So you're just going to go for the day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll go early, and this is the time of the year that we like going the best with the decorations.
Oh,
so,
we love it.
Yeah, so we'll probably just go
early. Yeah,
we'll
meet you there then. We'll go after school next Wednesday. We'll meet you in the evening then.
After school. Is Chelsea still – or Stacey still in school next week?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. I think so. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well,
Whitney's
out tomorrow or this week.
I don't know. I got to check. But I think she's a week into the new year. She's off, and then I think it's just the last week of the year. So
I see.
Either way, we'll be there next Wednesday night. Then
I see
because she wants to do the nighttime thing again. So
yeah. So I mean, we're not going to go at 8:00, and we'll probably get there by 11:00. And, you know, do that. But looking forward to that. I haven't been in probably about a year and a half, which is a long time. Speaking of Disney, did you watch the Christmas Lights thing show last night?
Yeah, I did.
Did you watch both parts?
It
was 2 hours. 2 hours was too much.
It was too much.
I watched the first hour. What did you think about the guy who won? Did you
think
the
second one or the first one?
The first one. I didn't
see absolutely. Yeah. The Weaver Winter Wonderland. That was no doubt. He was definitely the winner.
I really liked the one where the guy had the projection on his TV.
Yeah, it was okay.
It looked modern.
That was
cool.
No big deal. I mean, it was great to see it, but that doesn't get the whole vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy that won the first one should have won, and the guy that won the other one was Fred Loya. You hear his commercials all over the time.
Fred Loya
Insurance.
Nope.
He's got commercials on TV, on the radio, and so he was the insurance guy.
Never heard of him.
The old guy, yeah.
What city?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, huh?
Yeah, and again,
I turned in at the end. I watched. I saw the guy win.
Yeah.
I didn't see his house. I literally turned in the last 5 minutes. They had a young kid. They were an older couple.
That was his grandkid.
Oh, that was his grandkid.
Grandkids, yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been married 55 years. So,
I see.
But yeah, I think it's a great show. I don't particularly like the ones where they've got the acreage. They've got like 8 acres or 2 acres.
Like the one hillbilly.
And they have it spread out all over. Yeah. I don't like that.
No,
I like it when
no.
it's centralized in the one spot right there at the house and, and so forth. But it's a great show. It's a great concept. And, I enjoyed the show, and it's good for the holidays.
Good. Yeah.
You know, we're running down to that time of the show where we're finalizing our episode today. So, again,
out
everybody,
time,
if you're not
time.
Doing anything at 4:30 this afternoon.
Or 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Watch us on A&E Network, Oysters on the Half Shell, and Storage Wars. Not our best work, but it's still a good show.
It's all good stuff.
And, you know, if you have product, service, that you want to be involved in one of our upcoming Walk Creations gifting events, as mentioned earlier, we are producing the official gift bag for the Beat Bobby Flay Show in January in New York City. So write us an email at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com or wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. We'll get you all the details about being involved in our upcoming gifting events. You could also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wowcreations. Twitter, we're always looking for new Twitter followers, and that's twitter.com/wowhollywood. You can also follow us on Flickr, Instagram, MySpace, LinkedIn. We're all over the place. And then please get your daily doses of the Harris Brothers on the fabulous world of Wow firstrun.tv. You can get us 24/7, 365. So we're all across the board there on A&E Network today. We're on firstrun.tv. We're on latalkradio.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MySpace. We're all across the board. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, our listeners around the world, thanks
Happy
for
holidays.
Listening. Happy holidays. Mele Kaliki Maka. And
see ya.
Go do some Christmas shopping.
Sure. Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.